And I'm...
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Hans Island Podcast 020, that's 20 to you and me, is brought to you by the letters G and W, in great anticipation of not having to mention those particular two letters in the same sentence ever again. Well, this is nearly an achievement, eh? Well, I think it is anyway. 20 podcasts, eh? I was thinking of making only one or two initially, but now I think it's loads of fun. Is 25 the actual anniversary that should be celebrated, or is that just another one of those volatile Western things that half of 100 and then half again should be the proper number to celebrate? I'm thinking, sod that way of thinking and invent something new. 20th anniversary, that's the way to do it. As a Homo sapien, I think that the 20th podcast should be celebrated because, counting hands and feet, I have 20 digits, not 25, 20. Well, I had 21 most of the time when I was a teenager, but that's a completely different story altogether, and not something fit for a celebratory podcast, or celebral podcast. Or maybe I should just shrug it off and act as if this is all normal. Of course, Hans Island would reach 20 podcasts. I mean, it's obvious. The point was to talk about stuff that I only knew half the facts about. And let's face it, 99% of the world's population should readily identify with that. And also use free resources and tools found on the internet. Well, apart from the microphone, which I bought in that portal to the underworld, that is Walmart, after a bout of insanity about 10 podcasts back, this is largely true. I have been using free stuff found on the internet. Maybe I should just act as if nothing is special about reaching 20 podcasts. Anyways, just to get onto some actual subject matter before you, the listener, clicks on something else, or if you're actually on an iPod on the train, start listening to James Bloody Blunt again. I'd better get into some subject matter pronto. Here's the top tip for this week in the middle of February 2006.
Top tips for helping the planet!
Hans Island's top tip of the week. A look at things that can be done by everyone. And indeed, if everyone on the planet did this one little thing, the whole world would be a nicer place to live. Here we go. I was thinking about, the other day that is, all the office parties around the world. Let's do a quick calculation here. If we say that pretty much every office has some kind of do once a year, right? Now, if let's say at every 10th party, the single receptionist kind of slapper is there and downs a few too many Chardonnays during the afternoon while the canteen is getting done up kind of thing, yeah? Now, statistically, every one of these would eventually end up sitting on the photocopier, setting it to A4, 50 copies, and pressing the little green button. Now, if there are, say, that in Europe alone, there may be, I don't know, 500 million people. And let's conservatively estimate, say, 1 million offices. If every 10th office actually produced 50 buttock photocopies every year, and that's still conservative, remember, that would end up being something like 5 million pieces of paper with toner and stuff, and, you know, maybe they were printed in colour, who knows. Now, that's a lot, considering that's about 50 metric tons of paper. Now, if we all took a little time to either convince the office pinhead that we're all Puritan vegetable folk with belt buckles on our head and anyone photocopying any body parts will get fired instantly, or maybe even try and convince them that everyone's either gay or married or something completely different, then maybe we could avoid the tons and tons of G-stringed buttocks invariably needing to be shredded every year. Maybe just hide the Chardonnay. But the point is to give it a go and make a difference to the world. Quite right. A little less photocopying and some more basic fundamental mooning action would go a long way to saving the planet, I feel. Anyway, this week we're going to explore why Sweden is hitting the global headlines about going to a non-fossil fuel-based economy. Iceland promised to do that about 5 years ago and is, well, nearly there. Get with the programme, Sweden, for Christ's sake. Why does Sweden get a special mention on the world stage? Does Rupert Murdoch secretly like ABBA? Does he drive a Volvo? Does he annihilate native African tribes using warheads made by Saab for fun at the weekends? I'm wondering, in a strictly Hans Island fashion, of course, why has Iceland not been in the news every single day since 1999, when it postulated very boldly, we're going to denounce fossil fuels and go completely hydrogen? So, as you can hear, I'm going to do a 6-minute piece on the hydrogen economy, and I've probably done about 3 minutes of research. Fantastic. Am I allowed an opinion? Well, of course I am. I mean, we all listen to Australia, even though they haven't signed the Kyoto Agreement either. Where else, other than Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and parts of Belgium and France, is German spoken? Well, in South America, as it happens. Well, pockets of South America. That's interesting. Is that something that happened recently? Anyways, German is also spoken in Namibia, or rather English is the official language, although the 1.8 million people living there actually speak German. There's an interesting fact. The United States doesn't actually have an official language. That's almighty interesting as well, since it would seem that everyone is required these days to speak American English. Just a thought. Well, indeed. So, I was farting around with lots of ideas on how I'm going to make things easier for myself in general, and tried to get Torsten, the S-H-I-T-E computer, to take on the persona of an evil James Bond villain type thing. This is of course crap, and me trying to circumvent the whole idea of being creative and innovative and coming up with something that may be of some entertainment value to, well, anybody listening to these podcasts. Anyways, this was my first stab at Torsten cornering a rather hot computer on the internet and asking probing questions about Jesper Rasmussen.
Okay, you super duper, duper, computer, type thing. When was he here? Do not deny it. It will not be pretty.
Yes, all right. Jesper Rasmussen was here. He likes his drinks stirred and not shaken. Who wants to know?
Torsten needs to know. Do not mess with me.
I'm just a lowly chemical analyst. I hope I've helped making the world a better place by giving Jesper what he wanted.
Dangerous words. And from such a pretty computer.
You have got to be kidding me. You are no match for Jesper.
Well, there's not a lot Torsten can say about that. So, what I should do is twofold, really. Firstly, I should make up my mind whether this whole Torsten is actually a computer that can speak and he's not a human after all and is connected to the internet type thing is in fact a good idea or not. Secondly, I should get my wireless mouse out of my GW hole and get on with creating some quality Jesper Rasmussen material every week, like in the good old days, before episode 15. Sob story, blah, blah, blah. I suppose the basic thing is that I'm completely stretched for time, and that's the bottom line. I'm only little me in an infinitely large world, and everything is so big and awful, and when I was little we slept in a box and only had turnips to eat, and we couldn't afford friends, and sob.
This is an appeal on behalf of Hans Island Podcasts. The staff, well, and that's only Robert really, are overworked and more or less struggling to keep up with even the simplest of tasks on a day-to-day basis. We are, well, Robert is, desperately looking for people who may want to join in on the whole Hans Island thing, in any way. Maybe by contributing some text, maybe by sending in or suggesting material, or maybe even by Skyping or otherwise interacting with Robert in his lonely state in order to get some of the material done for Hans Island every week. This is a cry for help. This classical music may be repeated along with another sad sob story next week if Robert doesn't get some help. kind of thing. I
really am a prat. Anyway, onwards with the show. Where the hell were we? Ah, yes. We were in Stockholm, fighting off some of the teddies on holiday. No, we were in Stockholm asking ourselves why Stockholm was in the news and not Iceland, since Iceland is cooler, doesn't harass the Lapp people, hasn't forced IKEA on the world.
Oh, I'm getting all Danish here. I should really be praising any attempt at making the world a better place, of course. And here I am, dissing Sweden for being full of Swedish people that get drunk very easily and stagger about Copenhagen, singing It's a Final Countdown. Deja vu from earlier shows? Well, yes. But that's maybe not a bad thing. So, I think I've worked the whole thing out now. The Swedish Prime Minister has, in a very positive PR stunt, postulated that Sweden should try to rid themselves of fossil fuels altogether by 2020. Now, that is newsworthy. That's like 14 years from now. That's not long at all. And although Iceland has had this idea 5 or 6 years ago, and has in fact already converted a lot of its infrastructure to hydrogen already, it's promising a complete transition by 2040. That's a long way away. But, to sum it up, I think I can say that Rupert Murdoch has his eye on the short-term quick win, haven't actually done anything yet type deal with Sweden, and the real we're in it for the long haul, look, we've already actually done some stuff, Iceland deal simply doesn't cut it. In this world of let's have a KFC today and worry about a colon full of bird flu tomorrow. Sorry for having a slight rant there. And of course Rupert Murdoch doesn't represent the entire world press, does he? Or does he? Well, I may be onto something there. So, enough about serious things like hydrogen, economy, and Swedish warheads. Let's get onto something more elaborate and, above all, better rehearsed.
Award for the most stupid piece of blatant consumerism gadget crap.
This week's Hans Island Blatant Piece of Consumerism Crap Award goes to gas-powered garden heaters. Yes, for stupid people who can connect a 25-kilogram bottle of pressurized butane, but who can't figure out quite how to put on a frigging sweater. I mean, what on earth is the world coming to? Are these people insane? Are they actually just trying to heat up their immediate veranda or barbecue area for a measly couple of minutes? Or are they actually in cahoots with that guy, realizing that by burning 25 kilograms of butane probably every day, even throughout the summer, they're actually helping?